This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening and happy Purim for those celebrating. May joy get us all over the hard times. My kind of message coming out of this Jewish holiday. I actually just listened to Cheryl Miller on All the Smoke podcast. Greatest women's basketball player ever still to this day. You know, it was great hearing her talk on how the WNBA's Caitlin and Angel are now like the Magic and Bird rivalry in the NBA. W's taking off. And Cheryl said she's looking to be more active again with the Women's League. That was great to hear. And the Unrivaled playoffs start Sunday, just as the NCAA tournaments get going. March Madness. And speaking of madness.
My favorite stories of the day.
This guy, to hear federal TSA agents say it, tried to walk through a security checkpoint body scanner at Newark Liberty Airport last Friday with a baby turtle squirming around in his pants. In the groin area, as if TSA agents would look at the body scanner screen and mistake the image for his snake or a big crab. Either way, so many questions because apparently his thought was this could work, but it did not, which is why we're talking about it. After a TSA officer then patted down the East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania man and hit something hard in the groin area of his pants. Now, this guy may have been excited from anxiety since he knew what was down there and that TSA officer wanted to know too. Pause. And so the officer told the Pennsylvania man to reach down his pants and whip it out. And he did. A 5-inch long baby turtle wrapped in a small blue towel. They didn't specify, and news stories should not assume, but it was probably not a snapping turtle. And the thing is, turtles are allowed through airport checkpoints in the U.S. if kept in a clear container with air holes, of course. Now, officials say the baby turtle was fine, did not seem hurt, although turtles have an excellent sense of smell, so being down a man's pants may have hurt the poor baby's barbels, what they call a turtle's nostrils. And not clear if the man will be charged, but it is clear he gave those TSA agents a laugh for the rest of the day. In Cameron, Texas, about 90 minutes northeast of Austin, a guy called 911 about 5 early Monday morning asking for an ambulance because of a mental health issue. And it sounds like he was right about that because cops say when the ambulance pulled up to the motel the call came from, paramedics jumped out to help while cops say the guy jumped in the ambulance and peeled off. KWTX CBS TV 10 covered the story, and who knows where the man thought he was headed in an ambulance, but cops in Cameron say he did not get far before officers tracked him down, since ambulances like police cruisers are low-jacked to be tracked. And they say when officers caught up, the guy hit the gas instead of the brakes to pull over and give up, veered off the street, leading cops on an off-road chase until he crashed into a tree. And that ended that. Arrested and identified as 30-year-old Grant Saline from Illinois, now facing a bunch of charges. Now to the state that keeps on giving. Florida, where deputies in the panhandle city of Graceville were called to a home the Friday before last because the homeowner had apparently gotten sick of the man he had been letting stay there. Wanted him out, but he would not leave. So Holmes County deputy showed up, and 50-year-old Christopher Newton did agree to pack up and go. He left. And then right after, he must have remembered he forgot to get everything, because sheriff's officials say this dude, while deputies were still there, texted his old homeowner roommate to say he left a baggie on the nightstand. As if the homeowner would not show deputies the text in the spirit of, see, this is what I've been dealing with. Yeah, he showed them. And so Fox 13 TV News is reporting deputies then went to the bedroom and, yep, bag of white powder right there. Now, wherever Newton was headed after leaving the home, he didn't make it. Rerouted to jail after deputies caught back up with him to arrest him for snitching on himself for that cocaine possession charge. And whoever handles the Holmes County Sheriff's social media pages posted, if you're going to leave something behind, maybe don't text about it. Truer words. And in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, about 20 miles south of Milwaukee, mom was rather surprised last Tuesday the 4th when officers showed up at her front door. Let's back up for a second, though, because a bit earlier before they showed up, 911 got a call from a young boy saying his mom was being bad and needed to go to jail, then hung up. So two officers went to check. Mom answered the door and found out the 4-year-old boy got mad at his mom for eating his ice cream, so grabbed a phone and asked Siri to call police. And at first he told cops she ate his ice cream and hit him, but then admitted he was just upset over his ice cream and mom didn't hit him. And the mother was pretty cool with the whole thing. Police body camera footage even showed her letting her boy put handcuffs on her. The two cops, they were enjoying it, too, after telling him 911 calls are only for emergencies. By the way, mom told him she actually did not eat his ice cream, but just told him she did because he was acting up. The officer still came back the next day, treated the 4-year-old to some more ice cream with sprinkles. And we just ran a story in Tuesday's newscast about the toddler in Oklahoma who called 911, babbling on about donuts. So cops swung by in that case with a box of donuts. But hey, don't get any bright ideas to get the kids to call 911 so officers can bring snacks. 911 prank calls are illegal, and cops can and do in cases arrest folks for it. These were just cute exceptions. Back after this break. But first, hey, check out my man DJ Greg H's podcast.
It's the Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg H.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
Tired of grocery store sticker shock when you see the price of eggs? Come to J-Dub's Rooftop Market for premium eggs, straight from J-Dub's pigeon coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon.
And now, for the world around us.
A lot of us who fly here in the U.S. have been in a tizzy this week after Southwest Airlines announced they would no longer let bags fly free. So, all major airlines in America are now charging for checked bags, outside of first class and a few other flyer exemptions. Well, Air India just had to put out their own announcement related to what people are packing on the planes, because just last Wednesday, an Air India flight was about 5 hours into its trip from Chicago to Delhi when it had to turn around and go back because 8 toilets on the plane got clogged up that they later found was caused by somebody flushing clothes, plastic bags, rags, and other stuff. So all the people on that flight were put up in a hotel and rebooked for another flight because somebody went around clogging up 8 of the plane's 12 toilets, which led to an airline spokesperson having to draft a statement for the Times of India newspaper, which said they wish to urge passengers to only use lavatories for purposes they're meant for. Number one or number two, but 3 or 4 shirts down the toilet is not an acceptable purpose. We should have learned this as kids. And the spokesperson said this was only the latest toilet clogging incident on their Boeing 777, saying workers have lately had to fish out diapers, underwear, blankets, and other things. The Associated Press is reporting a local council member in a Swiss town west of Zurich was just ordered by prosecutors to pay a fine equaling almost $7,400 for violating Switzerland's weapons law. Now, the AP credited local newspaper Aargauer Zeitung with reporting last Friday. Sorry if I butchered the paper's name, though. The councilman broke the law, they said, since he got on online retailer Temu's site last August and bought some guns for his godchildren as a gift. Temu sells a lot of things, including some real-looking assault rifles. I checked, and they are all $15 to $30 because they're toys. Just like the councilman bought his godchildren. Pink water pistols is what he bought them, and is what prosecutors were holding over his head, seriously arguing that the $7,400 fine fit the crime because these pink toy guns could be confused for real firearms, and he paid the fine. So those are $7,400 toy guns. Meaning those godchildren had better not lose them and better play with them for the rest of their lives for that money. Back at a moment.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the 4 plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosy bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it. You can see it.
What's up with what's going down, though?
finally, is what NASA Starliner astronauts Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams are likely saying or thinking now that a replacement crew got to the International Space Station Thursday so that Wilmore and Williams can come back home to Earth after their Boeing Starliner spaceship broke down last June. Now, if all goes as planned, weather and all, yeah, they'll take off from the space station on Sunday, making it 285 days the two astronauts spent up there on a trip that was supposed to last 8 days. So the space station was like their Gilligan's Island. The longest, though, a U.S. astronaut spent in space, 371 days. That was by Frank Rubio back in 2017. And Wilmore and Williams put their time to good use, saying they never felt stranded, with other astronauts and Russian cosmonauts on board. And Williams told CBS News it was good to have their extra hands on board, since, hey, the space station is basically a building the size of a football field and requires work to repair stuff until NASA shuts down the space station planned for 2030 in 5 years. And as long as we have our heads up in the clouds in space, did anyone look up last night to see the moon turn a reddish orange? Yeah, it was a total lunar eclipse, too. It's when the moon falls within Earth's shadow, causing the creepy-looking color called the blood worm moon, in this case by the Old Farmer's Almanac, which says this full moon likely earned the nickname from earthworms that start coming up this time of year, with the start of spring next Thursday.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
And we'll spring in a celebrity birthday.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the teen...
When she found out her life ain't been the same, they call me Wumpa, they call me Wumpa.
Ooh, Wumpa.
They call me Wumpa, they call me Wumpa.
Pop Daddy.
Can you believe he got away with saying all that? Slammy Sammy with a classic as we keep the turntable spinning.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 14th, a lot. Baby Driver and in Tokyo Vice, actor and DJ Ansel Elgort, 31. Hanson, singer and keyboardist Taylor Hanson, 42 now.
Stuck on you, stuck like blue.
The guy in Sugarland, singer and guitarist Christian Bush, 55.
So this is it, huh? Is this what you do all day?
Yep. Uncle Ruckus in The Boondocks, actor Gary Anthony Williams, 59, and so is actor Elise Neal, 59.
It's Into the Night, starring Rick Dees, tonight.
Radio and TV jock Rick Dees, 74. Comedian and actor Billy Crystal turns 77 on us. And actor Sir Michael Caine, 92, with that Cockney accent. Then on Saturday.
Let's do it. Here we come.
Musician, rapper, and producer Will.i.am is hitting the big 5-0. And so is actor and model Eva Longoria, 50. Sugar Ray, singer Mark McGrath will turn 57.
Why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And
singer Rockwell, Barry Gordy's son, 61.
This is what I'd say, don't need nothing.
Poison, singer and screamer Bret Michaels, 62. A wishing well of crocodile cheers. All right, singer Sananda Maitreya, who used to go by Terrence Trent D'Arby, 63. Model and actor Fabio, his hair is turning 64.
I wanna rock!
Twisted Sister, singer Dee Snider will be 70.
Thank you.
And for the music, Sly and Family Stone's namesake, Sly Stone, will be 82.
They keep their boyfriends warm at night.
The Beach Boys, singer Mike Love, 84, and actor Judd Hirsch, 90. And on Sunday, the 16th.
Just me.
Yeah, it's just you. Singer Janae Aiko, 37. Actor and model Brooke Burns will be 47.
There goes the dreams we used to say.
Singer Blue Cantrell, 49. Actor and comedian Judah Friedlander, 56. Actor Lauren Graham, 58. Public Enemy number one, rapper and reality show star Flavor Flav, P's Hype Man, 66. Actor Clifton Powell will be 69. Heart, cold on that lead guitar. Nancy Wilson will be 71. And Punch in the old show Chips. Eric Estrada will be 76. Then on Monday, so many birthdays. Actor John Boyega, 33.
You're too sweet for me.
Singer Hozier, 35.
Dime si conmigo quieras entrar mensura.
Singer, reggaeton rapper Nicky Jam, 44.
You know.
Singer and reality show star Toni's sister Tamar Braxton, 48. Actor Brittany Daniel, 49. CBS Sports sideline reporter Tracy Wolfson, 50. Okay. Smashing Pumpkin singer Billy Corgan, 58. Brad Packer, actor Rob Lowe, 61. Kurt Russell, 74. Patrick Duffy, 76 Monday. And
hot town, summer in the city.
The Lovin' Spoonful singer-songwriter John Sebastian will be 81. So many B-Days this weekend, I couldn't pass up, but done. With another Real Pod newscast, please have a great, safe weekend and tell friends and family to check out the show, please. Thank you all, though. Back at it on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.